I'm going to start with Chad Allen. Chad, would you come up here, please? Chad and Amy are new members of our church. Chad is a dental student over in Dallas, and you might remember a few months ago witnessing Roger Dean baptize Chad into Christ. Now, all these people are a little bit nervous, and I told them not to worry that you're on their side, that there's no way they could mess up. They could fumble a word or two, but there's no way they could mess up. But I'm going to start with Chad because I know that you're going to set the bar so high that no one's going to be nervous after you do it, buddy. Now, I read your testimony, and it was so good. I want you to first just briefly tell the church a little bit about your spiritual pilgrimage.
Okay. Well, like a lot of people, I think, I started off kind of I started to clean up my life myself in high school. Kind of got tired of things and just wanted to clean it up myself under my own power, and was kind of successful at that. Got to college, Texas A&M, was just surrounded by some great Christian guys. Thank you. And they shared with me scripture, they prayed with me and worshiped with me, and it was just a great experience, and I let Christ in my heart at that point. But you know, I still didn't want to obey everything, you know. It's kind of hard giving it all up to him, you know. He at that point he had asked, you know, me a couple of times about baptism, and you know, I kind of still felt some pride in having a hand in my own salvation, sort of a thing, and just kind of a little bit stubborn, I think.
Well, that's one of the things that you wrote that really kind of touched me, is you wrote, Jesus was in my heart, but I was in the driver's seat. What do you mean?
Yeah, I felt like I was still pretty much in control of my life, and that, you know, God was working in me, and he was kind of, you know, talking to me and saying, hey, you know, this, that. But I really, really hadn't handed the keys over to him yet. You know, my life is not my own, and I just... I hadn't come to a full realization of that yet, and just he'd been tugging on my heart for about a year, and Roger Dean called me up, and we went over some scripture, and it was just it was exactly what my heart had been longing to hear. The floodgates were open, and I said, let's do it.
All right. And then one more thing you wrote that I thought was so incredible. This is tremendous theology, man. You ought to preach. He said...
Killing me with kindness.
He said... God has taken the old clothes that I had bleached over and over again, thrown them away, and given me a cloak that will never tarnish or fade. And that's incredible, brother. I want you to remember that. God bless you. Chad learned the powerful lesson that you just can't on your own power clean up your life. You just can't take old clothes and bleach them enough to be white enough to be in the presence of God. And now he's covered in the righteousness of Christ. And what a great story. Okay?